Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, here we go. Hour two of the Nation. Late start to the hour because we just had the Brian Schottenheimer press conference there for you. You can go back and listen if you're watching with the YouTube or Twitch app, or you're listening on the Odyssey app. But I wanted to talk about how good we think the Packers are going to be, and we'll get into that in just a moment. Rangers tonight taking on the A's. It'll be lighter in Springs with the pregame 8:30, first pitch at 9 o'clock. So we'll get an hour and a half or so of the Fan After Dark coming up tonight. Thanks to everybody for participating and coming out to say hi last night. Jake's in Frisco and the Fan Phenom, another electric evening there with the three-timer Chris Arnold. So salute to everybody there. Mavs are eyeing an extension with PJ Washington. I love this. You know, I worry in this league when you have superstar players on the roster, how many good role players can you keep? And I think this is Vegas money speaking, saddling up here for some PJ Washington extension. I think he's one of the absolute best players in the entire league, best role players in the entire league, that is. And then we got to talk college football with you. A lot of excitement, and fans are backing the horns with their money as kickoff approaches. The point spread for the game has been dropping all week, with one influential sports book moving the Longhorns from dogs to favorites overnight. That's a sports book Circa, known to cater to professional bettors, has seen enough interest on the Horns to move them to a 1-point favorite on Thursday.
Wow.
So at least on that book, it started as Buckeyes 3-point favorites early in the summer. It's been coming down to 1.5, and in the late push, it's huge public money on Texas, which does make me nervous.
Yeah, it makes me nervous now, too. The fact that they're they moved to 1-point favorites, I'm like, come on. I mean, I liked the Horns plus 2.5 originally, and now, you know, they better damn win.
Yeah.
You better win.
I think there's such an element of surprise more than ever in college football because of the transfer window, and you're going to bring in new players. How do they fit your system? Do you get them coached up into it? Do you scout other teams well and plug all of your holes perfectly? Like, it's difficult. And you used to be able to look at a lot of these preseason matchups and just say, okay, who lost their quarterback? Who lost the most amount of starters? That's the team that the public is, you know, overbetting here. But now it applies to everybody. And even if you lose all of your starters, you could still be amazing. So it's just a completely different college football world. But yes, Chris Bennett, sports book director at Circa, says the public is moving the line. We've seen a lot of interest in Texas, but not from the usual suspects. And by that, I mean a subset of sharp customers we have a lot of history with. This isn't sharp money coming in. Story says sharp money tends to stay away from games where there's a lot of unknown. And with so many new players, new quarterbacks, it's not something the sharp money feels strongly about so far. But the guy in this story said he won't be surprised if they come in late, approaching tomorrow morning's kickoff. Isn't it crazy how different the national reaction is to the story? Like, did you guys catch the Sports Minute there at the top?
Yes.
This guy's just railing on the Cowboys. Yeah. Ryan Clark has a rant. I mean, there's national voices all over the place. Locally, it's different. And I don't know what to attribute that to.
Yeah, it's I think there's always the difficulty of being a national reporter. You don't live with these teams. You know what I'm saying? You have maybe some guys are the Ryan Clarks and people like that. They were former players. They have a connection to teams. So I'm not going to take that away. But, you know, the guys and gals that cover this team on a daily basis, they have – that's that to me, I would much rather listen to a beat writer talk about a team than I would a national guy, you know. I mean, there were some guys back in the day, Merrill Hodges and people like that, that, you know, they would talk about it. You're like, oh, man, they got an idea. You know, they're watching the tape. But to me, these guys and gals that are with these teams every single day and go in that locker room every single day, they know what the deal is. They know what's going on. They know what players like Micah Parsons or any other player in that room. They know they're talking to, you know. So to me, the national media is always going to have an opinion, and they're highly paid to do that. But man, it's the local. It's the guys and gals that live with the teams are really the ones that know what's going on.
Yeah, nationally.
They're the best. And the national one, and I'm sorry, Eric, it influences everybody. Where if you're really paying attention to what, you know, Nicole Hutchinson and Todd Archer and those people are saying about your football team, they're the ones that are there every single day talking. These national folks are looking at it from afar, like they're at the Goodyear blimp looking down and they're like, oh, well, this is what I think. And you're like, well, that's not accurate at all, sir or ma'am.
No. Yeah, they're just looking at it from a tape standpoint and just a player standpoint. They know that Micah is unequivocally one of the single best players in all of football at a very important position, but they don't know all the details of the personality and the friction and some of the stuff that rub people the wrong way and the temperament and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to look at it, and I think they're just more detached. I think sometimes the detachment's a great perspective. Like, if you're just looking at production and putting away the relationship stuff or how a guy rubs somebody the wrong way, I think, you know, being locally, sometimes you can be so close to it that maybe the emotion, the relationship part of it is too much, and you want to be detached and just, you know, look at how the player goes. But it's clear, like Brian mentioned in the opening segment, maybe the Cowboys were celebrating last night too, just like Micah Parsons was.
Yeah, they were.
You know, and I feel like that clearly illustrates. And I do want to say, you know, throughout the last couple of years, as this story has been developing, we've heard about a lot of this stuff, and we don't run to the air with it. No. And what we do put on the air is often much less, because we know it's, you know, it's not what the fans want to hear. I don't think the team or the player would appreciate it, right? So you don't say a lot of the stuff that ultimately comes out when the guy is gone, because now there's no need to protect him. But we try to be as protective as possible in understanding that there's going to be different personalities, right? And you can't just take somebody's opinion on it and go to air like, hey, this is a bad guy. You know, but there has been a pretty sustained track record over probably at least the last 2 years of, you know, this kind of a storyline. Okay, we got to step aside here, and then we're going to come back and talk about how good we think the Packers are going to be, what could trip them up, and where are these draft picks most likely to fall. It's the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys. Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40, and we're back here on the
A Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back here. It's the G-Back Nation. Time for the C-Note. Cowboys news of the evening brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. I think I'm going to be watching all the Packers games with equal attention, maybe even more if this thing gets interesting because, you know, the Packers giving you their two first-round picks. And if Malik Willis has to step in at quarterback, you could be heading for a significantly below 500 team. Now, best-case scenario for them, I think they might be the best team in the NFC. Like, to be honest with you, after doing an eval on this, Green Bay only gave up 19.9 points per game last season. Their run defense, seventh best. All they really needed was the pass rusher. They have one of the best offensive lines in the league. What if Matthew Golden's like a breakout rookie? You know, the running back, Josh Jacobs, should be good. Christian Watson, I don't know if he's 100% healthy right now, but they've been putting that thing together. And, you know, I think they are definitely in the conversation for Super Bowl worthy. I don't think it's a lock by any stretch of the imagination. We got to talk about what you think about Jordan Love and consider the fact that last year Love had groin, knee, and elbow, and then he steps in with the thumb. This might be a Porzingis situation, a Greg Oden situation type of developing with Jordan Love. I mean, that's four injuries like in his last 7 months of football activities, Chief. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's the, if you're trying to go as hopeful as possible, yes, there absolutely is a track record of Jordan Love getting banged up. And if he's going to be out for the season, they're going to be in a world of trouble for sure. Now, if it's a small sample size, game here, game there, Matt LaFleur has shown he's able to overcome having a backup quarterback in a small sample. But the Packers do have the 10th most difficult schedule in the league this year.
Okay.
They are going to, when you start to break it down, I mean, you're going to play the Vikings twice, of course, the Lions twice. You get the Ravens towards the end of the season. You got to play the Broncos. You got to play the Eagles. You got to play the Steelers. You got to play a team. You got to play the Commanders, of course. The Cardinals should be, you know, decent. You have the Bengals, at least offensively, a juggernaut. So, I mean, they do have a fairly difficult schedule. But as you just look at this team, assuming Jordan Love is going to be healthy, it's a damn good football team.
Yes. Most people
A lot of reasons to believe.
Me and Walchuk included, probably picking the Packers to win their division this year,
yes.
pre-Micah. Yep. So no reason to think otherwise now, as they just added Micah Parsons. So, and this is a team that desperately needed like an ace pass rusher. A lot of teams do. They were certainly one of those. They have some complementary pieces that can patch it together. You have some good blitzers like Edgerrin Cooper. Of course, you know Rashawn Gary as well. But they needed a guy like Micah Parsons. And now that they got him, yes, they're unequivocally one of the top teams and contenders in the NFC.
Defense probably jumps to top five. They were sixth in points per game surrendered last year. The offense was top 10. Let me ask you this. Does it give you pause that they were only 1-5 in division last year? And they were a field goal away from 0-6. Wouldn't it beat the Bears?
Good division.
Yeah, really good division. I need to go look at those games and remember exactly like were they getting totally run. But I think it's fair to say the Vikings aren't going to be quite as good as they were last year. They won a buttload of games. The Lions, we know, not going to be as good. They lost a ton. And the Bears, though they should be better, are still not a playoff team. So I wouldn't be too stressed about that. I mean, they're not going to go 1-5 in the division again. I feel pretty confident saying that.
I would like to make it clear that I'm not rooting for Jordan Love injury. I'm just trying to do journalism here. He did say he has no concerns about the opener against the Lions, but said it'll be some weeks having to brace it up and keep it protected. This is what he said yesterday, giving a thumb update. It's one of those things, we'll play it by ear as I start getting into games and seeing how it feels as you get back to live contact, but there'll be some time having that brace still. Okay, and then he talked about why he elected to have the surgery instead of play through it. He said if you have no stability there, you have no strength, so it was pretty much just a limp thumb. I couldn't really do much with it. And it's just something that I wasn't before the season. I'm not trying to be dealing with that throughout the course of the year. I mean, that sounds like a very significant ligament repair. I don't think you can rule out that his touch, his power, all these things could be significantly different from 100% Jordan Love that we've seen the last couple of years.
Yes. Well, his receivers didn't help him last year. I think they led the league in drops.
Yes.
We've discussed that on our Bet MGM show. Now, you did get Matthew Golden. Can he emerge as a wide receiver one? That's going to help him quite a bit. And their offensive line, I think, is solid. And running the football with Josh Jacobs was huge for them last year. But I do look at them as probably a top three team in the conference. But with Jordan Love, consistency is huge for him. He has moments where he looks like a top five quarterback. He has moments where it's, what the hell are you doing throwing that football, man? So for him, he's got to be consistent. If Green Bay, I mean, 2 years ago, the arrow was pointing up. He was great against Dallas, and he played pretty well against San Francisco. Last year, it was very Jekyll and Hyde. You didn't know what you were going to get from Jordan Love.
They were the worst special teams. They were the worst special teams unit in the NFL last year.
And I think that's been a trend for them for a while.
Yeah, Rich Bisaccia, who's usually pretty good at this stuff, he was here in Dallas and then moved on and had a chance to be the interim coach with the Raiders and stuff, thought he was going to get that job. But they are the worst when it comes to special teams play. And that's been a big, big, big problem for them throughout. And it sounds like to me, just kind of reading into some things, that they're not, that trend might continue on this year.
Maybe that's how they were so good statistically, offensively and defensively, and still struggled.
They were great. They were in the top. I think they were in the top 10 in both.
But how confident are they up there? I know you got friends up there. You talk to people.
I do. They were confident they were going to get Micah Parsons if he was offered, and they sure did.
Yeah.
They feel like, though, that they've got a good team, and they feel like that adding Micah Parsons will be a big, big part of what they're going to do. That they really do like Gary. They like the way he could play the run, but they felt like that they were a dominant rusher away from being a much, much better defense. It's something that's been a problem. They're always chasing that. They've been kind of, with Van Ness and guys like that, they've been trying to draft edges all along, and it really hasn't worked out for them all that well. I think that's why they were willing to make this deal, because they felt like this was a player that could put them over the top when it came to creating pressures and on opposing offenses.
Okay, so that's great perspective. And, again, one way that this could turn out really good for the Cowboys, we don't know exactly what the future holds for any of these things involved, but one is, those picks end up in the top half of the first round. That would be amazing. Another way this could work out well, and we talked about a little bit in the first hour, is if it represents a philosophical shift from the Cowboys front office. I want to take you here to a story that was published yesterday in the Athletic / New York Times. And we were actually getting ready to talk about this story when the news broke yesterday. But the headline is "Why Explosion of NFL Contracts Has Altered How Teams Build Rosters." And so just my premise is, you know, could a Jerry thing that he's always kind of bragged about as an advantage of him being the GM, he has job security, could it actually be about to benefit the team in a big way? As one of the takeaways on this story is one of the reasons that teams have started overpaying players to the extent they have, and it has accelerated massively over the last 6 years, is, quote, until GMs and coaches get more job security, most won't risk letting a good quarterback or edge rusher walk, even if the numbers say paying him might actually be hurting the team. And the sort of the takeaway on the story is data from 2011 to 2025 collected by The Athletic shows that paying top-of-the-market quarterbacks doesn't correlate with winning. It's about 50-50 on getting into the playoffs. And no team has won the Super Bowl with one of the league's two highest-paid quarterbacks in that entire span over the last 15 seasons, aside from Patrick Mahomes, who has been an outlier because of how great he is and how well the team has drafted and developed around him in this time. But NFL quarterback contracts have exploded far faster than the salary cap, forcing teams to make painful sacrifices. The Bengals, a prime example. Joe Burrow got paid, and you know, stars like Jesse Bates and Joe Mixon became expendable. They had to move on, and the team's depth suffered massively. They go from a Super Bowl contender to, you know, about a 500 team last year. So it used to be that quarterback percentage of salary was around 14%. Now there's over 20%. So are you getting to a point where the quarterback, or you could extrapolate it out to top paid players, because I mean, Parsons hitting it more than Patrick Mahomes now, you know, have hit a point where it's super disadvantageous to winning, and GMs are scared of letting these players go because the owner will fire them. If you let a franchise quarterback go or a franchise player go and you take a turn for the worse, that is basically the end of your run as GM here. But Jerry, as the owner and general manager, if that light bulb finally comes on to him, that I can assume risks that other GMs wouldn't dare. We move on from Micah. Maybe a year later, you decide to make a decision at quarterback, and you put your organization in the one place that it could actually win a Super Bowl in, which is good rookie quarterback and lots of salary cap space to seriously fill in your holes. Now, you got to hit on Revel. You got to hit on Ezeraku. You're going to have to hit on these first-round draft picks, but I found that to be, you know, quite interestingly timed article there from The Athletic. And if you look at it, you know, from that point, could being top heavy be the biggest step in it mistake that GMs are making? Can't let my star players go. How are you going to have that add up to victory? I think there's much more, you know, gold in the hills of spreading that money out. You know, like we've already seen the beginning of Dak's money, right? You have no money for free agency. You have holes. You're looking at undrafted guys in seventh round picks. Apply that to Micah Parsons now. Did you just lose Micah Parsons as a result of giving Dak that money? I think you could make that argument.
Yeah, which is why it's frustrating. You would just wish that they would have, if this is their line of thinking now, this should have been 12 months ago.
Yeah.
This should have been really 18 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, and yes, Dak should have been the first one there because at least, you know, if I'm paying Micah, I know that I'm paying at worst like the second best player at his position.
Yeah,
I'm paying Dak the most money to be like at best the 10th and maybe the 17th best quarterback in football.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, he's somewhere between 8 and 18th or something like that. I think that's a pretty good range. But so the piece of information that I think is important here is how much Jerry listens to his coach. Right. And the reason they weren't doing that 12 months ago is because Mike McCarthy wasn't tuned into this hot enough or didn't have the communication skills to upwardly sell that to Jerry Jones. He needs a coach to come in here and say, hey, this is what is going to win in the NFL. And the league has been obsessed for two decades on the passing game, and the rules made it more advantageous to build around passing. But now that has swung so far in this direction that if you be physical and stop the run, you can catch all these teams that are built for speed and finesse in a big way. And Detroit's showing that. Harbaugh's about to show that, isn't he?
Yeah. No, I agree with you, and I totally see how that could be plausible. But I also think if that was really Brian Schottenheimer's thought, then this is something that gets happened, you know, that starts happening earlier in the offseason. It doesn't happen a week before you go play the defending Super Bowl champions. Brian Schottenheimer's probably all offseason saying this, right?
Yes. Yeah, and his offensive line coach, Connor Riley, actually told Wolchuk and brought us this on draft night there in the Cowboys studio up there at the Star. If you can't stop the run, you're done. Mm-hmm. Like, so I believe Schottenheimer's coaches understand this. Maybe it was a harder sell up until Micah Parsons served a betrayal. Now, all of a sudden, Jerry's a little bit more open-minded, and I think that's why so many people up at the Star were celebrating last night, because they got the blessing of getting the message home to Jerry Jones, and it took Micah betraying him and the Star in order for Jerry to come around to it finally as, like, the straw that broke the camel's back. Anyway, that's how I'm looking at the story. We'll have more time for your phone calls coming up at 5 o'clock and what you're drinking and what you're thinking. Brian, where are we going in Krusty's Corner?
Yeah, I got some thoughts about Kenny Clark. We'll get to those next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Okay, it's time now for Krusty's Corner. New Love of the Star podcast up, by the way, reacting to Micah. Terrific episode this morning with the boys, Brian and Chief and Wolchuk. It's time now for the corner, though, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, brought us.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant as well. Last 10 years, Green Bay, would anybody like to take a guess where Green Bay's drafting selection has fallen?
On average?
On average, last 10 years.
22. Deuce. I'll go 23.
24.
Good job, Chief. 23.
There we go.
Yeah, the Green Bay Packers. did you look it up?
No, I mean, I haven't seen the exact average, but I know that they're pretty consistently in the 20s.
I think I looked up when we talked about this last week. They haven't picked in the top 10 since like 2003. So they've been a pretty good team.
Yeah, they have not. You're right about that. The highest they pick, and I think it was a trade up in 2023 for Van Ness.
That would make sense. Was that in the teens? Like
13.
Yeah.
And then in 2019, they picked 12th. That's where they got Garrett.
There was one year Rodgers got hurt, and I think they were pretty bad, like 6-10 or something.
Yeah, but so far it's been 23, 25, 13, 22, 29, 26, 12, 18, 33. They must have traded back out of that thing. And then 27 and 30 were the drafting slots for this the Green Bay Packers.
Maybe get you some Travis Fredericks and Byron Jones. You know, they've hit Tyler Smith's. That's that range.
I'll ask a question then before I get to Kenny Clark. Why are they struggling? Why are they struggling when they get down there in the 23s, 24s, and 25s? Why do you think they do that?
Picking for need versus best players.
Yeah, I think they're speculating too much on traits down there too.
They
honed in on defensive end. They were going to take a defensive end when they snagged Taco. And I think that's big.
They were worried about weren't they worried about one getting back around? They couldn't get. They were worried about
there wouldn't be another one.
Well, that was the TJ Watt draft, and they were
but that was Taco, right?
Yeah, when they took Taco.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they took Taco over TJ Watt because they had seen Taco put his hand in the ground.
Well, see, that's the
TJ
thing about
didn't
it too.
Do that.
That's the Rod Marinelli draft too. Yeah.
Like, what the hell are we doing, guys?
Where, like, Will, and I asked Will this. I said, man, Rod didn't. He goes, no, man, it was all of us.
But with Tyler Guyton, he's raw. Okay, he's tall. He's got long arms. He's a good athlete. I mean, that's something you convinced me of in the third round. At earliest there, and maybe day three. I need, in the first round, I need guys that played well in college, not they're big, long, and fast, and we think we can coach them up. Like, that just totally disrespects the football skills that it takes to assemble all this. And if you can't do it at 21 years old in college, I'm not betting that you're going to take a big step up and start handling pros.
I wonder if we're in a situation when we start working on this draft, and hopefully not sooner than later, right? We don't want to work on it sooner. We want to work on it later.
I mean, I'd
right?
love them to end up being good this year.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for this draft coverage, man. This is going to be amazing.
It would be so funny if the Cowboys pick is at 25 and the Packers pick's at 12.
They flip this script on this.
You know what? When we, the last time they had two first round picks was 2005.
Well, it was nine. It was Jenkins and Jones.
Was it nine? I looked it up and I didn't see. Was it Jenkins and Jones?
Yeah, it was Jenkins and Jones. Because we actually mentioned this yesterday while I was out there, and I looked at you and said, I think it was your draft when it was wearing Spears.
I know that it was.
It was the Felix Jones, Mike Jenkins one.
Because I was looking up.
Which might have been 08, actually.
This is why this ChatGPT. Some days it's like it's your best friend, and other days it's like, because
Found misinformation.
I asked it yesterday.
You got to verify it.
I asked it yesterday. I go, when is the last time the Cowboys had multiple first-round picks? And it gave me 2005.
Yeah, it was 08. At 22, they took Felix Jones. And then at 25, they took Mike Jenkins.
Okay. Jeez.
But the good one was your
draft. The 05 one.
That was a hell of a draft.
I guess what I was trying to say, I should have never brought it up. But what I was trying to say is that we thought that Buffalo was going to be worse than us. So when we made the deal, you know, when you make the deal, you're thinking like, oh, this is a chance. We got a chance here. And we were worse than Buffalo.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I asked ChatGPT. I said, give me all the years the Cowboys have had multiples. And they took me to 77 with Dorsett and Hill. And Hill was a third rounder.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, what happened here? They're like, oh, well, we just felt like Hill was so good that he was basically like getting a first rounder. I'm like, that's not what the bleep I asked you, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting mad at this OpenAI deal.
I...
Just flaws in the reasoning. I've heard Google's is better. The Gemini over on Google.
See, I should have. I looked on my phone is what I did on this one. I have it on my phone and on the Gemini one.
See, they're getting us hooked on it, and it's good, and we want more. But now we're starting to get frustrated. They need to improve this thing pretty quickly,
especially for idiots like me that like use it every damn day.
I mean, put yourself in my shoes. I'm a lazy idiot, Brian. Not just an
idiot.
I'm
a lazy idiot.
Well, I just would. Just being lazy is bad enough.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Idiot part.
Double right, whammy.
The Kenny Clark one. I had some people go after me yesterday about Kenny Clark. Because, you know, I was talking about that him playing a little bit, you know, kind of wearing down a little bit. So I went and asked somebody about it. And I said, asked one of my Gang of Sevens about this one. You know, and I said, hey, am I seeing this right with Kenny Clark? And my guy got back to me on it, and he was, let me see if I can find it real quick here. He was telling me he was injured, evidently had a bunion problem. He had to have toe surgery.
Oh,
so they say toe and it's bunion.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It's a bunion.
I've seen you try and walk with one of those, let alone try and eat double teams.
Remember I showed you that? That thing was, that's not.
That was gnarly. That
really hurts. Awful.
You got to get that burned off or clipped off? No, what do they do?
No, it's the damn.
Dead man's toe.
You got it.
Your bones growing out of
the
your.
Bones growing out of the side of your foot.
Ouch. That's disgusting.
It hurts. I've had it. It hurts.
The rest of his foot was actually really nice. If you saw
did
it.
Did they grind it down in surgery?
I just let it go.
They grind it down.
I just hope it went away.
Okay.
That's all I did.
I haven't noticed you gimping around the office.
I know. I feel like I'm a little bit healthier now.
The gout is what kind of, the combination of the gout the and the bunion sounded brutal. Like a killer.
All right. But anyway, let me tell about this player.
All right. People tell us about the player.
We'll get into Broadus' medical records next segment.
My gout story. People don't care about that. Okay.
I beg to differ.
This is what one of my Gang of Seven guys said about Kenny Clark. He said, man, this guy is a really good player. He says, but he is declining somewhat. He'll be worth the contract this year. Not so sure about moving forward. He's a great guy, super tough person. That part of it you'll love.
Well, yeah, hopefully he's so great that he's going to be one of these big guys that can play well till 36 and they do a contract with him. I just thought it was weird that he was selling him at 30 years old, a decade into the league. Like, you've gotten some great piece in
he
the future.
He had seven
like
and a half sacks
in 23.
And I looked at three games from last year and I made the comment to everybody that hey, it looked like he was slowing down, and people were pointing out, no, Broadus, he had, if you were worth your salt, you would have known he had a bunion problem.
Yeah.
You know, you would have known that. That's why he was slowing down, you idiot.
Yeah, geez.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, he got the foot thing in week two. So he'd been dealing with that all season long.
Yeah, I mean, the Rams, if you want to watch.
No wonder it was the worst year of the poor guy's career.
No, Jane Slater asked me, hey, what tape did you watch? And I said, I watched the Rams game early. I mean, you watched the Rams game. You're thinking he's like completely.
He was whooping. Yeah,
he was completely.
That's where a lot of
healthy.
His highlights come from.
And then, but you watch the Eagles game in the NFC, the wild card game. It's not great. It's okay, but it's not like he was kicking ass in the Rams game. So I was sitting there thinking, oh, okay, when did he have this toe problem? But hey, evidently he got the thing fixed. And I asked this guy again. I said, hey, seems like he's playing really well early in the year and then kind of wore down, and people tell me he had the toe injury, but is that kind of been a pattern for him? And this guy says, he's a good player. He goes, you know, there's a lot of people in this organization that really, really, really like him.
Nice.
And think that he could still play.
Hey, so, it was a great scene with him getting off the plane, getting onto the bus today and everything, and
yeah.
Great first impression.
No, great.
Loves being here.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Like I say, the guys in Green Bay, they love him.
Nice.
They love him that way.
And so they feel like he's going to be able to play all 18 weeks at a high level?
Yeah, and if you look at his history, he is a pretty durable dude.
Yesterday when they made the trade,
I think he's played 140 games.
Yeah, I don't think he's missed one.
No, he's
saw some tweet that he hadn't missed a snap.
Yeah, he's been super, super durable. And but like I was talking, and I gave you the scouting report on him yesterday, right? Didn't I give you a little bit of scouting report? But yeah, what you're going to get is a guy there's no question. He is the power that he plays with. There's times too where I was going back and watching a little bit of him. Well, they used him on some twist game stunts. You know, it's not something you want to do all the time, but I think he's more of a straight line power player, but man, you know, going back, I'm sure you watched the seven and a half sacks that he had in 2023. I'm sure you saw a lot of movement there and stuff like that. But this guy's going to help them with that one technique for sure.
Right on. Looking forward to it. And to answer your question, Chief, there's only one way the Cowboys could end up with the 26th pick in the draft. And that is that this running game is just going to unleash holy hell on the league starting next Thursday night.
Unleashing.
Chances of that, about 2%. Yeah. But the unknown, there's some mystery in there. And I'm hoping to be wrong and be pleasantly surprised when we get to Cowboys-Eagles next Thursday right here on your home of the Cowboys. What do we got coming up next, Wolchuk?
All right, let's do the daily football fix. What does the Micah trade mean? Top free agents for 2026. And who are the most annoying players in the league? That's next in the nation.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.